our newborn Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to wish all of you a Merry Christmas in the joy of our Savior's birth. These are the signs that you shall mark: the swaddling clothes and manger dark. There you will find the infant laid, by whom the heavens and earth were made. In those words of that wonderful hymn of Dr. Luther that we just sang, that stanza summarizes the joyful mystery that all Christendom celebrates in this holy night. Whenever I see a newborn infant, I'm just amazed at how tiny and how helpless that newborn infant is. Tonight, God's eternal Son, with him from all eternity, is born of the Virgin Mary as a tiny infant. Compared to the unimaginable vastness of the universe, how little, how utterly insignificant that tiny infant must seem to be. But it is, in fact, the love which called the whole universe into being, a universe whose vastness and wonder becomes still more amazing with every passing year. It is, as the poet Dante put it, the love that moves the sun and fiery stars. It is that same love which came this night as a tiny infant wrapped in swaddling clothes, which are strips of cloth, and lying in a manger, the cattle's feeding trough. That love which moves the sun and fiery stars came so that we might come to him. When we look at this world, we see so much cynicism, selfishness, cruelty, brutality, despair, that so diminishes and darkens this world. But all of that can't reduce this night's celebration to some kind of wishful thinking. Because God came this night to be the Savior, and if he came to be the Savior, that means that this fallen world needs saving. And so the sad and painful and baffling and horrifying realities of life are just what we can reasonably expect if the angel's message of one who saves, who comes to save, is true. This fallen world needs saving. God came to the manger not because you and I are good, but because he is goodness beyond all understanding. God came not because you and I are loving, but because he is love. He came so that we might come to him. And this message of the love which created all things and has come to save us has been proclaimed century after century after century all over the world. About 1500 years ago, there was a great preacher and a faithful witness to this mystery of God come in our flesh, who was the bishop of the church in Constantinople, a city that today we know as Istanbul. His name was Gregory of Nazianzus, the place he'd come from. And preaching to his congregation one Christmas day, Gregory said of God, "He shares in the poverty of my flesh so that I might share in the riches of his Godhead." He shares in the poverty of my flesh so that I might share in the riches of his Godhead. And Gregory's words are but the echo of the words of St. Paul. "You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that through his poverty you might become rich." He shares in the poverty of my flesh so that I might share in the riches of his Godhead. God the Father's eternal Son, through whom he made all things and through whom he upholds the universe, came into this fallen world and shared completely in the life that is yours and mine. He bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. As the innocent Lamb of God, he died for our sins, leaving our sins dead and buried in his tomb and in the watery tomb of our baptism. And through his glorious resurrection and ascension, and by his coming again at the last day, he bestows eternal life on our poor flesh and blood. The humanity he took in Mary's womb, he has never put aside. Risen and ascended in glory, he remains our human brother. And he is also mysteriously yet truly present with his body born this night of Mary in the holy sacrament we receive at the altar. Both in the glory of heaven and in this holy sacrament, he remains our human brother. Our human brother. And how important it is to remember that, because it says something, in fact, it says everything about being human. To be human is a thoroughly good thing, because humanity was God's idea in the first place. And God himself has put on and has never put aside the humanity that's yours and mine. What's wrong with the world is not that we're human. What's wrong with the world is that we are all, without exception, mortal sinners. But because of this holy night, when God came to his people as Mary's child in the manger of Bethlehem, and because of that other night, when before the dawn of the first day of the week, the crucified Lord broke the bonds of death, we aren't just mortal sinners. We are redeemed, restored, forgiven, and awaiting with joyful hope that last and great day when the Lord who came this night in great humility will appear in glory as the Lord of love, the Lord of it all. And then the whole creation will be filled with the light and the joy we this night but dimly perceive. For lo, the days are hastening on by prophets known of old, when with the ever-circling years shall come the time foretold, when the new heavens and earth shall own the Prince of Peace their king, and the whole world give back the song which now the angels sing. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Thank you.